Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you so much for joining me. You know what the slogan is. Got a little frog in my throat. You know what the slogan is. Grab yourself your favorite cup of Java. Sit back for the next 15 minutes and relax. Coffee Chatter News, Hollywood Fun Gossip, In the Moment segment, our doggy tales. You never know what you're going to get, but I know what you're going to get right now, because did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you are definitely in the loop. Holding out for number one this week, first week out, Hotel Transylvania 2. Let me tell you. If you have kids, you like animations, you like to laugh, you like cartoons, what can I say? Go see this movie. First week out, it came slamming in. Let me see. These are all just estimations. Of course, right here on the Duo US today, made over $47 million. Not bad at all. A lot of fun there. Number two, The Intern, first week out. Now, let me tell you, the star of that, of course, is Anne Hathaway. And then, of course, the other one is Robert De Niro. You can't go wrong with those two. The Intern, that one made a lot over $18 million. However, interesting here, we have two fabulous actors. We have Anne Hathaway, Robert De Niro. Can't go wrong with either one of them. They are absolutely A-list actors. But they were beat out by a kids' movie, Hotel Transylvania 2. So all I'm saying is, you know what? Interesting. We're ready to laugh. Feel good. Both movies are wonderful, so go check them out. Hit me up with the email. Let me know what you think about both of them. Number three, it's been out, about a week here. Maybe, I think it's been out a couple of weeks. Number three, Maze Runner. That one made over $14 million. For that one, Maze Runner, The Scorched Trial. Number four, Everest, 2015. A lot of friends that went to go see this movie, they said it's pretty entertaining. Four this week, five last week, made over $13 million. Not bad at all. Number five, Black Mass. It was number two last week. Five this week, so it's dropped three. That one stars Johnny Depp. What can I say? The man can act. Do you remember when Johnny Depp was on 21 Jump Street back in like the 80s with Jim DeLuise, I think that was right, and Holly Robinson, and there was somebody else. It was actually a very, very good show. It was a cop show, young cop. Anyway, Johnny Depp, huge A-lister star there, Black Mass. Let's see, number six, The Visit. You know, too scary for me, but people say it's very good. Made just about $7 million. That's when now the commercials, the kids go to grandma, and then grandma says, why don't you get in the oven to clean it? You know, something with a little wackle-doodle with grandma if she wants you to get in the oven. Whoa, that is one mean grandmama. All right, moving on to number seven, The Perfect Guy. Interesting, this movie made just about $5 million. That stars Sanaa Lathan. If you don't know who that name is, Sanaa Lathan used to do the voice for the Cleveland show. She played Cleveland's wife. I can't think of the character's name. And then Sanaa Lathan was also in the movie Love and Basketball. Okay, so there you go right there. Pretty good actress, absolutely gorgeous. Number eight, War Room. That one made just about $5 million also, not bad at all. Number nine, The Green Inferno. Interesting here, The Green Inferno, that one made just about $4 million. And number 10, oh no, because I didn't write it down. So there, you got the first nine top movies. So moving on from there, hey, what can I say? It's a live show. It's not like I can go look it up or check the emails right now. So work with me. Moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Well, a lot of interesting Hollywood gossip here. Where do we start with? First of all, Kim, Zolica, whatever. She's quitting Dancing with the Stars. Apparently, allegedly. She got sick. She had an illness. It appears to be, nobody really knows yet. I don't really know, so I'm not going to say, but I think it is. Allegedly, it's a light stroke. But anyway, she's in the hospital. We all love her. But she's not going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And she's in the hospital. And I think that is so sad. So hopefully everything will work out and she will be, you know, okay. But, you know, there were a couple. Remember when Sarah Evans was on Dancing with the Stars and she had to leave? I think she was getting a divorce at the time and she said she just had to walk out. She's actually very good. So, you know, who knows? Maybe once she gets on her feet and everything's okay, she'll be back. All right, again, rumors. Beyonce. Okay, Beyonce. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? I don't care anymore. I wish her the best of luck. All right, whichever way she wants to be. If you want to be pregnant, honey, more power to you. If you don't, don't. If you want to go out and buy a popsicle, go out and buy a popsicle. That is strictly on you. Rumors, Zac Efron, remember him from High School Musical? And then, of course, he was on one of those Disney kids shows. He's actually very talented, handsome guy, excellent actor, can sing, can dance. Anyway, allegedly, he has to go to the same rehab. I don't know if that's true. You never know if it's true. That's why I say, If it's true, I'm sorry, and I wish him the best of luck, because people that have actually met him say he's a really, really super nice guy. And so if anybody needs rehab and you need to go to rehab, well, then go to rehab. You know, don't be like Amy Winehouse. You know, they try to make me go to rehab, and I said, no. If you need to go, then go. Okay, it doesn't make any difference. So you do whatever you need to do to get yourself back on the right track. All right, moving on to my girl, Taylor Swift. You know I love me some Taylor Swift. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's talented. I like all her songs. Now, when it comes to dancing, I'm going to say the girl's a little not, you know, she's definitely not a dancer. But, hey, she can write music. She can sing. And she can act. But I'm not going to give her the dancer credit. However, did you see the video clip of her singing with Steven Tyler? Oh, my goodness. If you don't know who Steven Tyler is, first of all, he is in the group Aerosmith. He writes beautiful music. He writes wonderful lyrics and all of that. He's a rock and roller. He is a kick-your-butt type of guy as far as being super cool, being comfortable in his skin, and everybody says he's a pretty nice guy. Okay, so Steven Tyler, Taylor Swift, what can I say? Got up there, and they were singing a song, you know, the one where I think it's you don't want to miss a thing. And I remember that's one of, course, Elvis' big hits and Steven Tyler's hot season. Tyler's hit. Well, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Taylor Swift, Steven Tyler singing a song. She rocked that song. She's a country artist. She rocked that song. Steven Tyler, of course, he rocked his own song. Duh. What a surprise there. So that's all I'm saying there. Okay. Now, moving on to some coffee chatter news. Hey, we are collecting socks. It is our Sock It To Me campaign. Hey, socks. Sock It To Me. I thought that was catchy. I know y'all just said, oh, no, she didn't. Well, yes, I did. Anyway, the Sock campaign, Sock It To Me campaign, is going to benefit the Los Angeles Mission. So they use 75 pair of socks each day. Okay, for the homeless citizens that they have to help. All right, all I'm asking is if you can donate one pair of socks. Oh, I would so love it. The LA Mission would love you. Coffee Chatter would love you. It would just be love in the air. Okay, so you don't know where to put these socks because I got to get up on Facebook asking, how do you deliver the socks? Well, you can go to Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California. Any gate, because they have many, many gates. Probably the one on Melrose would be the best. You just dive in, and you have a pair of 1 pound socks delivered. They say, I don't know what you're talking about. All you have to do is say this name, Abdullah Hall, and you can drop the socks off there. You know, if you don't have time to come in, you know, I don't know what your schedule is, leave them right there at the guard gate. The guard gate will make sure. Take you almost 2 or 3 minutes just to donate 1 pair of socks. Run up to your local discount store. Give a pair of socks. We're trying to make the world a better place. Okay? You don't like our campaign? That's cool with me. What are you doing? So if you don't have time to do, you know, a big campaign, well, jump on ours and help us out. 1 pair of socks. You can deliver them to Paramount Studios. That's like the most centrally located place in Hollywood, California. And if that's not convenient for you, go to Knowles and Morgan Realty. It's at 1933 West Manchester Avenue. So that, again, that's Knowles and Morgan Realty. Okay, if you're in the Antelope Valley, you can go to Culture Beauty Salon. Give them right there to the owner right there. There's a big old box of socks. We'll make sure that they get there. And that is on Avenue in Lancaster. Or if you are in Hollywood and you're in Inglewood, you can go to First Class Beauty Salon and Beauty Supplies. And again, that's on Manchester, and that's in Inglewood, California. Drop a 1 pair of socks. So we have 4 locations. Okay, and if you have many, many multiple units and you can't deliver, give us a call, 661-860-5797. They just have to be brand new socks. Please donate. Okay, and again, the most central location is right there, Paramount Studios. Centrally located for everybody. So all these actors and actresses, writers, independent filmmakers, let me hear what you're talking about. Bring me some socks up in here. Okay, and I would really, really love it. All right, you say you're an actor, you say you're at, you know, the studio, put your money where your mouth is. We at Paramount, shouldn't be no problem since you're already there, is all I'm saying. We would love it. We need 500 pairs of socks. Help us reach our goal. All right, any questions, hit us up at coffeechatter.net. And there we are, all of our contact information, email, post office box, everything that you need. I'm the hostess. Learn for that, make it a great day or not. You have the power to make it a great day. Be kind, be nice. You know what I'm saying? Hold that door open for that old lady. Tell somebody they look good, okay? And then you'll see how beautiful you really are, okay? And if you see that little ugly dog and cat walking, tell that pet owner. You know what Scruffy look like, Scruffy? Scruffy look good this morning. All right, enjoy your day. Love and peace. Talk to you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.